Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a special guest, a repeat guest, one of my good friends who's been in the crypto space for a very long time. He has been on the show earlier. I'll make sure to put that in the show notes. But he's absolutely been crushing it over the years. We have Blockchain Wayne, who is also part of the CryptoCurrent team now, putting out some exclusive video content. Mr. Wayne Marcel, how you doing today?
Hey, Richard, doing great, man. I appreciate you bringing me back on. Love talking crypto with you. I mean, we talk a lot off recording, so it's great to be able to catch up here and to see how far we've come, man, since that last episode we did together. Man, so long ago.
Yeah, man. We have learned so much since then, and we have definitely been able to grow a lot in our own lives, but also just our building our own communities with the various platforms that we have and just growing in the space and just having so much more knowledge. And, you know, typically I'd do a quick background, but how about instead of that typical, how about give us some information on your new website that you just dropped, right? So you have blockchainwayne.com and you're starting to offer some different services. So give us some background of like how you got to that point and what it is and what you're doing now.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Actually, I'm still fine-tuning the site, but the site is up and it's got an email capture. But other than that, there's nobody's able really to check out yet because I'm about to run a test pilot. So over the years, I've always been interested in tech, and I've also for many years have done managing and leading and coaching high performance teams. And when I came into crypto, it was kind of like those two meshed, and I was like, okay, I really enjoy coaching and teaching people. And this is also a space where it's still so early that we need to be able to educate people about it, the ins and outs, the pros and cons, how to avoid scams, how to protect yourself, proper security, all those things that it progressed, right? So I started with a book in early 2018, which funny thing is I'm actually redoing it right now because I started writing a book in 2017. And when I look back at it about a month ago, I was like, man, this thing is so outdated now. I need to update it completely. So I'm working on that update now. It's just a short beginner's guide, basics for people getting into crypto. And then from there, I started a podcast as well, which is how you and I pretty much connected. You know, we were some mutual friends that mentioned that we should talk to each other because we were both doing podcasts.
Right.
And so I've been doing that, but I've always had the desire to be in the space to teach people about what they need to know. And I've also done a lot of personal development, goal setting, mindset, coaching myself, been coached. And I want to be able to help people with that as well. So that kind of spawned the idea to where launching blockchainwayne.com, and the site still, it's still rough around the edges, doesn't have a lot of content on there yet, but I'm working on having that build done probably by the end of August. It'll be more functional because August 1st, I'm launching a test group where I've got a group of, coaching students together that we're going to test out. You know, I'm going to test out the program and get some feedback and see how it works. But I realize that we have an academy where you can go in and learn. And I think, Richard, you'll probably share the link. You've got a link to refer people to. It's online courses where you can go in and learn about crypto. Well, the next step above that, a lot of people still don't join because they feel they need some personal one-on-one help. They need to be coached. They need to be taught. They need to actually be shown. And that's where the ideas fall into, okay, let's start offering some coaching programs. So we're going to have some 30-day programs, some 90-day programs, some one-year, two-year coaching programs to be able to teach people about the ins and outs of cryptocurrency. And we go more than just, hey, what is Bitcoin? We go back through the history of money. We go through the future, where it could go. We also go into a big part of it is security, because teaching people how to have proper security. And that helps them not just in crypto, but everything. You'd be surprised how many people I talk to use the same password for every account, whether it's a Best Buy membership account or their bank account or their E-Trade financial account. They all use the same password. And one system gets hacked and everything's compromised. So I go into a lot of detail about that. And I just really wanted to be in the space. I'm not a coder. I'm not a developer. But one thing I do enjoy is helping and teaching people. And merging that with tech was a perfect opportunity. So that's kind of the plan.
For sure. And I think what you brought on in a major way that makes a lot of sense to even some people that are listening to our audience is who's looking for that one-on-one coaching, right? So just that next level of one-on-one responsiveness. If I have a specific question, I have someone I can go to and ask this, or if I want someone to walk me through, here's truly how I can purchase some cryptocurrency on Coinbase, and then I can transfer that money to an external wallet or to another exchange, or I want to gift crypto to a family member. Like, how would I purchase it, then give it to them and set all that up? So there are so many various use cases. Or even if you're like, oh, I've heard that you can trade this stuff. And we even have some of the education pieces that are online where Wayne has kindly enough shown some basics to trading and understanding indicators and everything else. But to that next level of like, oh, wow, I've done some testing with some fake money just to see like, how would I perform? And I've been making some really good returns. Now I want to put my own money into this. How do I make sure that I am in a good enough place where I feel comfortable and confident to go and try these things? And so, you know, iron sharpens iron. Wayne is a super sharp guy, and he is going to help teach you pretty much anything that you would want to know to get started in this space. And, you know, only reason that I can speak as confidently as I am is that we've had a relationship for the last 2 years. I've been able to see the stuff that this man has been able to do. He's helped me in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I really do think if you're looking for that next level of like just one-on-one type of coaching, he would be a really good person to get in contact with and figure out how to get that going. So definitely, like, I'm excited to learn more about that offering and how you're going to be giving it to various people.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's going to evolve over time. And one thing, when you look out there, there are people offering services for, sometimes they're charging ungodly amounts, and other times they're charging what would normally be reasonable, but not really offering any value. So it's one thing I wanted to bring to it is, okay, we're going to give you value, because our goal is, I mean, you and I both, I mean, we do a lot of what we do to get the word out there, to get people involved and bring more movement towards adoption. And that adoption for me doesn't mean the price skyrockets of crypto. It means that we can go out and utilize it in day-to-day life without having to worry about any kind of conversions to fiat or linking it to a bank account. If I want to transact with someone, I can as well, you know, in multiple places. And so that's kind of what we're looking to do here. I mean, and our goal is to get it to the masses. I mean, the online academy, which is kind of like a self-taught thing where people can go in and self-teach themselves. I mean, we dropped the price to where it's so low that just about anybody can get in. And we've even made it free to a lot of organizations in Africa, because there's a big need for crypto education in Africa. And then also to people of just partnered up recently with the Innocence Project, where a lot of people that are wrongfully convicted and getting freed and maybe have been in prison for some time and now having to start over, they need to try to understand an old system of finance, because they realize they need to invest and they're behind the eight ball on that. But that there, you know, there's new technology out there that you can position yourself in front of. So that was kind of how it progressed. And I was like, okay, now I need to focus on the people that it's not the cost of a program that's a barrier. It's I need somebody to show it to me. And that's how it is. You'd be surprised how many calls I get every day, or I don't want to say every day, but at least every week, about people wanting to know, hey, I got this hardware wallet. How do I set this up?
Yeah.
You know, I could charge a course just for that, right?
So right.
But the goal is the information's out there. And the biggest thing is how you're gonna bring value to people, and that's what we're looking to do. So we're gonna run a test program and keep everybody posted. I'm sure we'll probably talk again once we get that rolled out and get some feedback, because I want to take the feedback from the first beta group and see, okay, what can we really fine tune? And there's a few people in there that are already in crypto, but they're going to be students in essence to, one, they'll learn how to help teach us out as well. And then two, give some feedback on, okay, what worked good, what could work better.
Right. And let's say there's somebody that's listening to this and they're like, hey, actually, I'm interested in doing this. Is there a good way to be able to connect with you to potentially be one of these first people to use this?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I got the email capture on the site, blockchainwayne.com, but also you can send me an email at wayne@blockchainwayne.com. And just let me know you're interested in finding out more about the program. Because like I said, right now, the site is only semi-functional, but the goal is to have it launched by the end of August and really just be that funnel to get people in that want to learn about crypto, that want to understand all the ins and outs of the processes, or maybe you're listening and a lot of people hear about crypto first through a scam, and or maybe you've lost some money in a scam. I lost money several years ago in one, you know, and so it's really important that we teach people that scams have been around since the beginning of time, right? It's kind of evolved with technology. So it's no surprise that crypto comes along and there's scams involving cryptocurrency. So, but there is some underlying technology here and underlying implications where cryptocurrency can give back so much freedom and equality to people that have been stripped of freedom, stripped of equality. It can give that back when you understand the importance of that. This is a technology that's going to impact the world. We live in a digital world, right? Most of us connect digitally. In fact, before this podcast, I got on my phone and ordered food for the family, right? So yeah, we live in a digital world. It only makes sense that we have a peer-to-peer, permissionless, open system. And then also when you think about when the internet launched and all the great things that have built on top of that, well, this is the next level and what's going to be built on top of blockchain. That's a big deal too.
No doubt. And on the subject of scams, you know, we recently just encountered a huge one that was on Twitter, right? And in a lot of ways, it brought the negative light back onto the crypto side of a crypto scam. And you had Elon Musk, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, a bunch of huge names in the Twitter community who had their accounts scammed. And they basically, they were asking for, hey, if you send us $1,000 in Bitcoin, we'll send you back two, right? The classic Bitcoin scam. But the challenge with that is when you go to Twitter and you see the blue check mark and you know they're legit, it's like, okay, I know this is sounds like a scam, but it's coming from them, so I should trust this, right? So of course, the conflicted people who ended up giving their money. And so like one of the huge things going back to the point of security earlier is that one, Twitter's in a lot of trouble right now, right? Because their stock's been starting to go down, because if they used to be looked as a reliable source to have a profile and get your news out to the world, you know, what would have happened if Trump would have gotten his hacked and then they declared war on somebody or like another world power and they've done the same thing? Like it opens this whole web of like problems that could happen. And so like, Wayne, what I want to pose to you is like, you know, what do you think this means, like this negative connotation that just came onto to crypto, but then also what does it mean to like make sure that these platforms that we're using are more secure?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great point. So first and foremost, the fact that they asked for Bitcoin is huge. Now, I don't know if you saw, there was also some hidden message in the wallet addresses that were used. So within the wallet addresses was actually coded out to spell out about, it gave a cryptic message about how Bitcoin is traceable and Monero is better. Oh my God. The irony of it. So, but that it also, to non-crypto people, I mean, let's face it, if they'd have asked for scam for cash or gift cards, it wouldn't be called a Bitcoin scam. But yeah, that's some negative light that gets cast on. Every time there's a scam that comes out that cryptocurrency is related in it or used in it, they always want to point at that. But let's also remember the number one form of currency that's used by most criminals is cash, is the US dollar, right? So money and cryptocurrency is not inherently good or bad. It's neutral. Right? There's no good or bad connotation to it. It's all in how it's used. We can all use cash for good and cash for bad. We can all use cryptocurrency for good and cryptocurrency for bad. So once people get past that, this little rumbling, it's going to go away. But it also pointed out some huge implications for the system, right? One, they wanted crypto. So that just shows you, typically criminals are the first to adopt technology, right? They were some of the first to use the internet. They're going to be, you know, because they're trying to stay ahead of the masses, ahead of any kind of anything that could slow down technology. They're always trying to stay on the cutting edge. And right. usually, they, you know, some of these, you know, high level criminals have some of the best toys out there. You see it kind of mocked about, you know, movies and stuff. But even, you know, what Dr. Evil and Austin Powers, right?
So, yeah.
But also the platforms. You mentioned the platform. So this also shows a problem with centralized systems. When you have a closed centralized system, anytime there's a breach, it's catastrophic. And just like this, it can be catastrophic for Twitter and other platforms. Well, let's face it, every platform, every social media platform that's centralized, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything else, they all are built with a back door. Why are they built with a back door? Because regulators want to be able to have control. Administrators of the network want to be able to have control. There's always a sense of being able to control certain things. But when you open that, when you have a back door that creates that vulnerability, it creates a huge problem. When people don't realize there are blockchain-based systems out there that can be utilized for social media and are being utilized for social media, right? And I'll list a few that I'm actually, the two I use the most are one called Rebuzz, rebuzz.io. Awesome user interface. They've got a Google and an Apple app. And it kind of reminds me, it's kind of a mesh of Facebook and Instagram together. But I, you know, earn crypto every time I post on there. And then YouTube is another centralized platform that has been hacked, that has had, you know, issues with that before. And with, instead of using YouTube, I also use library.tv, LBRY.tv. It's a blockchain platform because blockchain is unstoppable code. When you decentralize the code, there's no one point of breach because the network is spread across the world. And you can have thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of nodes that are running the network, and instead of a set of central servers to where a hacker can easily find a backdoor, get in and do mass amount of harm. I mean, it was about $120,000 worth of Bitcoin that was sent during that hack, right?
Yeah.
And you know, they've traced it. Now, Bitcoin is anonymous. It's not private, but it's anonymous. So you can track where that Bitcoin's going, and it's going through different things that many people that have been tracking it say think are kind of like mixers. All a mixer is, a bunch of people send Bitcoin through this one mixer, and it'll kind of mix it up and send it out to the right places, but you can't tell what Bitcoin, you know, what came in and what went out from where. You just know it went in and went out somewhere. You can't really track where it went after it went through the mixer. So there's a lot of implications there, but just understand that more people are going to use technology for good than bad. And anytime people call for more regulations, more control, just look back at history. Those regulations have been created not to protect the masses, but to benefit the select few, elite, those that abuse power. And, you know, control, it's just something that has always been abused. So you just got to look at that. Humanity as a whole has always been, the majority has been good. You know, there's always going to be bad actors and select few that use stuff for bad. So people, if you heard about the Twitter hack and maybe you think, oh, I maybe need to rethink this Bitcoin thing. It's not, it's just inherently, it can be used for good or bad, just like anything else. So,
And I definitely appreciate you expanding on that. And Wayne said it extremely well in the sense that, you know, money itself isn't good or bad. It's neutral. And especially in the crypto, it still holds true. And I really do think that what is something that's interesting about all of this is that, again, it's bringing more light to the whole crypto world, but it's also showing, like, of all things to potentially get paid in, why this digital currency, why this thing that either could, like, continue to, like, hold value or could, you know, ultimately not. And as you're looking at the scam artists and who is truly trying to, like, bring in money these days, what are they doing it in? It's in Bitcoin. And, like, what, like, the first thought is, like, why? And the two first things that come to me about that is, yeah, because it's semi-anonymous and that, you know, there is that sense of being anonymous in how you're doing everything. But then the second part is that it is valuable. It is being seen as valuable and will continue to be valuable. So it's just going to show that the crypto space itself is inherently becoming more and more valuable with time. But another thing that you brought up in that whole conversation that I really want to bring back to the light, and what one of the major things that I've always enjoyed about Wayne always knows all of the latest and greatest things that in the crypto and blockchain space as far as things to use, right? So he just told you about a video platform that you can use that uses blockchain, another one that you can use on iPhone and Android. Wayne, what are some current crypto and blockchain either platforms or things in the space that you're currently using or that you think people should know of?
Yeah, so first and foremost, the ones I mentioned, Rebuzz.io is their website. Rebuzz, it's a social media platform that was just launched by a friend of mine who also, he was also the founder of BravoCoin. I think we even talked about BravoCoin back when we did that original interview. It's a Yelp-like platform that's built on a blockchain to where you can leave reviews. And the biggest problem with Yelp is there's so many robots, so many fake accounts, that this kind of solved that problem. So it's incentivizing people to leave reviews by paying back in crypto. Crypto that is then gets out on the market and is traded and has value. And so Rebuzz was the next iteration of that. So that's one. The other one, LBRY.TV. What's funny is they've been around for several years. I just started using the platform not too long ago, only because I remember in early 2017, like February or March, I was day trading their token on, I think it was Bittrex or Poloniex, not even knowing what the platform was. And then when I found out about the platform and started using it, I've already cashed out a few hundred dollars worth of library tokens from that platform. You get incentivized by posting your content, by interacting with other content, and for watching videos, right? You earn, it's almost like participation points, but it gamifies that platform to where it incentivizes people to use it. And that's what we need more of. I mean, blockchain gaming is a big thing that I see. And I always like to teach people how to earn crypto. Some people may say, I don't have a lot of money to put into it. Well, go out and earn it. You can earn it by using these platforms I talk about. There's also, you know, Coinbase Earn is one that's been around for a while. You can watch some short videos and they will pay you in crypto if Coinbase is available in your area. Another one I use a lot of lately is called Lolli. Now, a lot of online shopping has happened since the shutdown. And I was using this before the shutdown. But say you normally go to your websites, like say you want to order something from Bass Pro Shops or Target or, for instance, my 15-year-old daughter wanted some Crocs for Christmas. Yeah, no, I don't know what she was thinking with Crocs. But so I go through Lolli's web browser add-in, and Lolli pays you a percentage back in crypto for going through their platform. So you earn Bitcoin every time you shop. Even though you're shopping, you know, it took me to the Crocs site, for instance. I checked out on Crocs and I earned about $7 back in Bitcoin for that transaction by utilizing Lolli. Now, people may understand, how does that work? Well, there are these other platforms like Honey that a lot of people have heard of that will give you money or gift certificates back for you going through their platform to shop on major retailers online. And all it is the retailers, each one pays different, which is why the amounts vary, but they're paying that company to drive traffic to their sites. So all the companies are doing are paying you back in rewards, percentage, bonus points, gift certificates. And in this case, Lolli pays you back in Bitcoin. So that's another one that a lot of people can utilize.
Yeah, no, those are all really cool. And we'll make sure to also include those in the show notes. So definitely go check those out. But Wayne, you know, a lot has happened in 2020 and it looks like the future is bright in the crypto and blockchain space. What are some things that you think people should be aware of in the short to immediate future of everything that's happening in this space?
It kind of reminds me. So even when I look back at 2018 was a year of discovery for me. Because 2017 was phenomenal. 2018, we saw prices crash. And crypto is more than just what is the price in relative to US dollar. So I tell people to really, now is the time to, it's actually a sweet spot because I think we still have a little bit of volatility before we see more increase in price. So people don't have to have this fear of missing out. Like I need to rush in, but you also don't need to wait. So you need to start educating yourself on what's going on. Look at the projects that are coming out. and kind of compare that to the adoption of the internet. There's a lot of things that are happening that cryptocurrency and blockchain both together can help solve some of these problems, right? When you look at it, we're looking at, this is exposed, not many people have trust in the media. Not many people have trust in government. Not many people have trust. And well, a lot of people lost trust in financial institutions back in 2008, but some people have forgotten about that. And we're seeing money get printed and everything else. And you have to realize that cryptocurrency and blockchain gives you the ability to restore trust, to restore freedom that may have been taken away. So education right now, this is why I'm just doubling down on education, is because it is the most important thing you can invest in. You know, people saying, where should I put my money in crypto? I tell you, you should put it in your education, because that is where it's going to pay off. It's more than just, hey, what crypto can I buy that's going to give me 10x or 20x gains? Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong. We all like to have stuff that we're holding or trading go up in value and make some good returns. But at the end of the day, this is long-term future. And I also challenge people to look at our educational system. And if you've got kids and they're not learning about what cryptocurrency and blockchain are, then they need to be investing in that as well. You need to be teaching them. They don't have to go out and buy anything yet. Just start learning about what it is. Trust me, they'll earn it. You know, one of the first industries that's going to really drive adoption of crypto is gaming. And a lot of those kids are already in that space. So I just tell people, double down on your education and learn. If you're not taking this time, if you've got downtime and you're not taking it to learn more, then you're just wasting your time. You know, we can all sit around and watch Tiger King on Netflix, but if you're also not taking time to invest in yourself, then you're going to miss out when the world's changing, and people don't realize that until they look back and say, wow, look how much things have changed.
For sure. And just to piggyback on that just a little bit, I think education is absolutely essential. And I believe investing in yourself is very, very important. And you need to educate and be learning these things. But the next step of that too is, after you have it, you have to use it. To know and not to do is not to know. And so make sure as you are learning these things, that you are implementing them slowly but surely, but just doing something, taking some action so that you can truly refine and make sure that you are understanding and using the new knowledge that you have. And Wayne, I just wanted to ask you, man, like, you know, definitely appreciate everything that you've shared with us today, but what is a final thought you want to leave with all of the listeners here today?
Well, let me piggyback on what you just said, man, because that kind of hit me, because it's true. And that's one of the reasons I started with the coaching program. Some people may say, why do you have goal setting and mindset and personal development built into crypto coaching? Is because there's so many educated people out there that are still walking around not doing what they know they could do to better their lives, right? So you said that quote, I love, to know and not to do is not to know. And so many times we see people that you can teach them everything they need to do and they just won't do it. So you got to take action, and small actions can lead to bigger actions, but you got to start the process. It may seem like 1,000 miles away, but you got to start with that first step. So that's really, you know, my final thoughts to people. Don't go to sleep. Don't rush into crypto and think you just got to jump in and buy everything without research. There's no rush into crypto, but there's also, you don't want to be the person that misses out over the long term as we move towards adoption. There's still a lot of volatility within the space, a lot of chance for people to get in to earn some decent gains from the adoption of this. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to say that we're completely against, you know, stuff going up in value, crypto going up in value, but that that's what brings a lot of people in. But once you really understand what's there, there's so much more to it. So that's it. You know, following, you know, cryptocurrency, following my stuff. I also have you know, a podcast called From No Crypto to No Crypto, from N-O to K-N-O-W. And I always have to spell it out when I'm on audio. Yeah. But just find those people that are teaching about education. If you come across people on YouTube that are shilling projects that are going to the moon or 500 time gains, or stay away from all that stuff. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, which is, you know, kind of like even when Elon Musk and Joe Biden and Barack Obama, all of them are offering to double your Bitcoin, even though it's an authorized verified account with that blue check mark, that still doesn't mean your census should be going off saying something's not right here. Something says they're going to pay you 1% a day. You know, you think about it, that's a 365% gain over the year if you don't compound it. That just, that's not logical. When most investments, like a good return on investment, is usually 5 to 10% annually, right? So if there's something that's drastically more than that, that should be a red flag. So I guess all that really ties back into getting advice and learning from the right people and make sure you're not following the wrong people. You know, one thing I can tell people, this is kind of my feeling, my gut, is this space is really about to get really hot and heated again. We've seen recently some different cryptocurrencies, some different altcoins start to fire up, but that's just the beginning. Because what I see, some people that I have not seen since the end of 2017 that were, you know, I'm not recommending you follow some of these people. They were shilling this project and that project, and they looked like a genius because everything was going up. Those people are starting to come back. It's funny. I've seen several recently that had zero action 2018, 2019, and now they're starting to come back because they realize the market's getting heated up, and it's easy to call a winner when the market's going up, you know? So
yeah.
I think that's, you know, there's times coming. I think once we get past, I think the end of 2020 to early 2021, we're really going to see some major movements, some major adoption in cryptocurrency and blockchain.
Awesome. Well, we definitely appreciate that final thought and those final insights. But I mean, everyone listening, I don't know if y'all know this, but Wayne is super involved on social media and is very active. What are some different ways that people can interact with you and follow you in those handles?
Absolutely. Thank you. So Facebook, just search Blockchain Wayne, or my podcast page is From No Crypto to No Crypto, from NO to KNOW. And Instagram is Blockchain Wayne. Twitter, I had to mix it up a little bit. Twitter right now is actually, it's Blockchain Wayne, but blockchain is spelled with a Y instead of an I. Only because some guy had already taken Blockchain Wayne like 4 years ago and never did anything with it. So if anybody knows that guy, tell him I'd like to buy that handle off of him. But until then, it's Blockchain with a Y.
Awesome. Well, again, really appreciate you being with us. Everyone that's listening, you can go online to crypto-current.co/education. We have a bunch of videos that Wayne has made for us in partnership. If you want to be part of the first group of his exclusive one-on-one coaching, make sure to reach out. And more than anything, thank you for listening to our show. Stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.